Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, your ultimate flight and fight fitness training program. Playing around with that a bit, you might notice that there's no more intro because I thought it was kind of long and it might just be easier for me to say the intro. It was nice to have the music, but it like explained too much stuff and like people, I think people like if you listen to the intro, you listen to like I don't know. I know that when I watch stuff on like YouTube or whatever, or listen to podcasts, if the intro is too long, it annoys me. And sometimes I'll even just click off unless I'm dedicated to that podcast. Hopefully, you guys are dedicated to this podcast, but I'm gonna cut out the intro. I'm not really sure what it's so I'm gonna just be like, "Hey, how's it going? It's the intro. Welcome to the Survival Fitness Plan." And then I need a descriptive thing. So your ultimate flight and fight fitness training program. Sounds all right, it's a bit long-winded. The ultimate functional fitness. I did think about the ultimate functional fitness training program, but I mean, functional fitness is an established thing and it's quite different. Like, Survival Fitness Plan isn't, it is the ultimate functional fitness training program, because but it's functional in a very different way than most other functional fitness training programs, and it's body weight only. Yes, maybe I can get that all into one sentence. I'm not sure. Your ultimate flight and fight fitness training body weight only training program to help you escape from your enemies or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, it's a very unique, it's kind of hard for me to pinpoint. I'm still trying to figure out my marketing message. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with you. I don't need you guys don't need to know about the business stuff. Today's episode's about how to do the Survival Fitness Plan sprint test. So the sprint test obviously is part of the fitness test, and in the last episode we went over how to do the fitness test over all the points. So now we're going to go through each one of those one by one, maybe at least the sprint test, and we'll see. So this one, the first thing you got to do is warm up, right? Because the sprint test is you're going to get a lot of explosive movements going on, so you should definitely warm up. In fact, you should always warm up no matter what before any exercise. Good warm up, especially for the sprint press, is just to jog, right? Jog around until your heart's pumping. Usually 3 to 5 minutes is usually pretty good for me, but depends on the weather, I guess. If you're in a super cold place, well, again, then you just wear your sweats or whatever, and then you just jog around, right? And then I do a few arm circles, a few hip circles, and all that sort of stuff, just a general warm up, right? All right, and then you start to get into the sprints. So what I like to do is I get my I don't like training and carrying my phone around, but I get my watch out and I put a timer on it and I put 10-second timers on it, right? And then I sprint at 60% of my capacity. My first sprint is like 60% of my capacity for 10 seconds. All right, that's the first one, 60%. Everything's 10 seconds. So 60%. And if you feel any muscle tightness, joint pain, or whatever, it just means you need to warm up more, or maybe you're injured. So if that's the case, if you're injured, don't do this. If you're injured, you'll just get injured more, right? If your leg's injured. So you don't want to prolong the this is something I have a problem with. I've had a sore arms for about 6 months because I haven't like taken care of it. Yeah, it's a problem I have that I don't want to stop training. Like, even though I don't train super hard, I still like to do something every day, right? But I'm sure if I just rested up, like when I hurt my rib, in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, if I just rested solid for 2 weeks instead of just kept trying to do stuff, I probably would have healed much quicker. But anyway, learn from my mistakes. I'm gonna go to cryotherapy for my arm, I think, just to test that out because I've never done that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll wait till I'm in America. Well, I could do it here. I've just got no one to do it with. Anyway, so sprint one, 60% of your capacity, right? And then and that's also a good thing to see if you're warmed up enough or not. Sprint number two, and if you're not, you warm up and then you start again, right? 60% in capacity. Then you rest for 20 seconds. So it's a 10-second sprint at 60%. Then you rest for 10 seconds, and that rest can just be like, just continue to jog. It's like an active rest, or you, at the very least, just keep walking around. Don't just stop, right? And then 20 seconds later, sprint two at 80% of your capacity, right? So you're getting a little bit faster, but you're not going full on, okay? 80%, 10 seconds. And then 20 second rest. Sprint number three is 100%. You just go 100% for 10 seconds, right? And then 20 second rest. And then you keep going, right? Do as many times as you can at 100% after sprint three, like sprint four, sprint five, sprint, they're all at 100%. as many times as you can until you can no longer sustain 10 seconds at 100%. You might be able to keep going, you might be able to keep running, but if you can't sustain that 100% or like between 90 and 100% at 10 sec for 10 seconds, for the full 10 seconds, that's your number. That's when you start to stop, right? Yeah, so don't kid, don't. It's important to be honest with yourself. So you might feel like pushing harder to do a better score on your test or whatever, but you still have more exercise. The sprint test is the first exercise, right? You still have to do pull up. You still have to do pull ups and crunches and other stuff, right? And then when you're actually using the test, like when you translate the test into your actual training schedule, there's no like the rest period is. Like you fight, right? You fight during the rest period, so you don't really get a rest, right? So yeah, you don't want to, like, don't slack off, but don't like go beyond your means, right? Don't shortchange yourself either. So right, just be honest with yourself. So when you're truly in your mind is like, I'm not going like between 90 and 100% right now, I'm not over 90% of my capacity, I can't physically do it, like I'll keep dropping for the 10 seconds. Like you might be able to keep it up at 5 seconds at 100%, but then you can like feel yourself drop off. That's your number. And don't you, like, most people don't get past like 4 or 5 sprints the first time they do it, right? It takes a lot of training. I think the most I've ever done like at 100% is like 8, right? And in the survival fitness plan, you get up to like 50, but even then, that's not the test, right? That's, you're probably like fatiguing after a little while. Yeah, not probably, you definitely will be. So yeah, so that's it. But anyway, that's how you do the sprint test. I think the main things is just start. So the main points are you sprint for 10 seconds and you rest for 20. Sprint for 10, rest for 20. And sprint number one, 60%. Sprint number two is 80%. And everything above sprint number three is 100%. And then just go for as much as you can until you can't do, like, until you, in your mind, you're like, I can't sustain above 95%-ish percentile, right? And that's your number. That's how many sprints you can do. And the sprint number one and two, even though they're 69%, they count as numbers of sprints when you transfer into your little matrix, which we'll talk about later, to get your test, to know your testing number, right? Yeah, and don't forget to warm up. And if you feel like you're injured, or like you're not, it's tightness or whatever, just on the first sprint, just warm up more, all right? And that's it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget to download the Survival Fitness Plan app for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. I think if you go there, you'll get it for at least 30 days free, maybe more, because you're a good listener. I might have to change the... Anyway, I haven't figured it out. Actually, to tell you the truth, as I'm saying this, the app's not even built yet. But I'm in the process of building it. I've just been doing a lot of research on how to do it, and now I can actually go ahead and do it. So hopefully it won't be too long. I know I said it will be ready a week ago or whatever, but we'll see. All right, anyway. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you next time.